Hallelujah. Tonight's going to be even better. I got a feeling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 13. We're going to go in the Word of God a little bit tonight. I got a feeling like there's some healings here tonight and some miracles and healings that need to manifest themselves. But we're going to go in the Word of God for a little bit tonight. And you kids that want to go back there with Pastor Bev, you can go back there. I think there's popcorn, peanuts, and... Oh, there's not. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, just imagine it. Just imagine it. hallelujah. Matthew chapter 13. Just want to read a little bit here to you, and then... kind of go in the Word of God and open up something that's been on my heart just here lately, just to I think it's going to correct a little bit of doctrine tonight, maybe just a little bit. Maybe some doctrine that you've learned somewhere along the way and wasn't exactly right. So, anyhow, starting in verse 1. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. On the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea. And great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he got into a boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. He spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went out to sow. As he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured the seed. Some fell on stony places, where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprung up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Now I want 100-fold. Amen. But I tell you what, I will take 30-fold over nothing. Amen. I will take 30-fold over nothing. You know, if you know to do something, and I don't know who needs to hear this, maybe a lot of people, I don't know. But if you know to do something, you know that you're supposed to be doing something. You know that God has directed you, has gave you an unction, has pointed you in a certain direction. You know to do something, and you don't do it. It's rebellion. If you know to do something, and you don't do it, and you justify it with your job, with family, whatever, you justify it. It's plain and simple rebellion. And where there's rebellion, there's no crop harvested. There's no fruit produced with rebellion. The only fruit produced with rebellion is bad fruit. Is more rebellion. If you know to do something, and you don't do it, and you justify it, with other things, you're walking in rebellion. So you want to produce fruit, even if it's 30-fold, even if it's the tiniest bit, you want to produce some fruit. You don't want your life to go on here on earth not producing some fruit. You don't want to get to heaven and not have produced any fruit here on earth and have nothing to your account in heaven. Spent all that time going around in circles in rebellion. You don't want that, do you? I don't. Amen. All right, let's take this a little bit farther. Verse 9. I should have read verse 9 and then said what I said. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. I'll go ahead and add this to it. Be ye doers of the word, not just hearers only, but also doers. You can sit here all weekend and hear everything that I've got to say, everything that Pastor Shelley has to say. You can hear it all. But unless you do it, unless you apply it to your life, it has gained you nothing. At some point, whether it be now or later on down the road, you have to do what you've heard, what you know to do. If you don't do what you know to do, it's rebellion. So be you doers of it, not just hearers only. All right, let's take it a little bit farther. And the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He answered and said to them, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given." Now those of you that are born again, speak with other tongues, pray in the Holy Ghost so that you can know the mysteries, you'll know the mysteries. You'll come to know the mysteries. The unsaved, them that are not born again, them that don't have access to the Holy Spirit at that point, they're not going to know those mysteries. They have to get it a different way. So he says, what he's saying is there's a way for everybody. You can't get to heaven and say, "Well, I didn't know that. How could I have known that? I didn't know that." Well, if you were born again and you were filled with the Holy Spirit, you had access to know everything. You don't have an excuse. You can't justify it with rebellion. You can't justify it with your job or with family or with things. You can't justify it. You can't give a reason. Say, "Well, I didn't know it," or "I couldn't have known this because of this." You can't do that. All right, let's take it a little farther. "But to them it has not been given." Verse 12, "For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, 'Hearing you will hear and shall not understand. Seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed.'" Sounds like some religious people to me. So religious with traditions and man's traditions and organizations, so religious that they're bound up, that they can't hear, they can't perceive, they can't understand, they can't see, even when it's right in front of them to be seen, they can't see. I hate religion, and I don't want to be like one of those. I don't like religious organizations. I don't believe in organizations. Because usually it all turns to religion. It may start out in a good way or have good intentions, but eventually it turns to nothing but religion. See, I want to be free with the Holy Spirit. I want to be free in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want Him to be my teacher. And I want to do what He says for me to do. And I want to follow what He says for me to follow. "Their ears are hard of hearing, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their ears, with their eyes, and hear with their ears, they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them." See, all you have to do is turn to Him. It don't matter what your hang-up is. It don't matter what kind of problem you have. It could be the biggest problem in the world. And you say, "Well, I've gone through all of this and you don't understand. You just don't understand my situation." Let me tell you something. All you have to do is turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and He'll heal whatever it is that ails you. He'll heal your life. He'll heal your life. He'll heal your body. He'll heal your spiritual life. He'll heal your emotions. He'll set you free from those emotions. It don't matter what it is. He'll set you free.
Thank you, Jesus.
All you got to do is turn to Him. That's all it takes, is to just turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's your answer. He's not your problem. Amen. God is not your problem, Amen. Folks. Amen. God is your answer.
That's right.
He'll take whatever it is that ails you and set you free.
Amen.
I'm not just talking about in your body. I'm talking about in your emotions. I'm talking about in your families.
Hallelujah.
He'll set you free. No matter what problem you got, Pastor, you're free in that area every time.
Amen.
See, you think, you know, you're not a pastor, so you think a pastor doesn't have any challenges. Everything's okay. He's the pastor. Everything must be okay because he's the pastor. He's got all the answers, so everything must be okay. I can tell you right now, it don't matter who you are, you still have to turn to Jesus. He's your source.
Amen.
And as pastors and preachers, we set the example by letting you see us turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you follow and do what we do. And that's what we do, is we turn to God and get an answer.
Can you counsel with me?
Sure I can. Here, let's counsel. You need counseling? Let's counsel. Let me have your hands. Let me have your hands. Now let's pray. That's counseling.
Amen.
That's counseling.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't worry, I'm going to get to the point. Verse 16, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For assuredly I say to you, that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it. Many in the Old Testament, many prophets and righteous men desired to walk that day with Jesus. They desired to see today.
Amen.
They desired to have what you have today. Yet they did not have it. But they desired it. You're special.
Amen.
You're living in a special time.
Amen.
You're a special person.
Hallelujah.
Because He put you on earth during this time. Glory to God forever.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just love it that I'm here today.
Amen. Well, I'd have liked to have been back there during Elisha's times.
Not me. I like it right here, thank you.
Amen.
I got Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God. Verse 18. Therefore hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. Now I want to establish one thing right here. This is a little bit off track, but not too much. As you read this, you're going to see what is actually seed. Many people have been taught, why, you take your money and sow it, because it's seed. The only seed I can find in the Word of God is the Word of God itself.
Amen.
Now, you can take your money and you can use it for the kingdom of God and get in on what God is doing. We do that all the time. I believe that you should do that. You know, and you're not going to reap money.
Well, I thought that you reap money when you sowed money.
Hey, you reap blessings here on earth
Amen.
And in heaven whenever you use
Amen.
Your money for the kingdom of God. When you take the Word of God and begin to use it in your life, that's when you start reaping a reward. It's the Word of God that's the seed.
That's right.
Well, I was taught that I use my money as seed in sowing.
You were taught wrong. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, but I'm glad you're here tonight because
Amen.
We can straighten it out
Hallelujah.
And we can go the right direction with it, see?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, boy, that's not too conducive to me, to you getting my money. Hey, you got plenty of people wanting to get your money every time you turn on the TV. You don't need me to get after it. So anyhow, this is what he said. Now, remember, the Word of God is the seed. When anyone hears the Word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the Word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a little while. And when tribulation and persecution arises because of the Word, immediately he stumbles. Now this is the person with stony ground. You hear the Word, and you receive it. But you don't stay in the Word. You don't get it deep-rooted in your heart. You don't get it deep-rooted in your life. And when persecution arises because of the Word's not there. You can't get a hold of it and use it against that persecution and stay in your peace and maintain your peace because you did it deep down in your heart. You didn't sow that seed and get it in a little bit of ground where it can take root. As a result, it withered away and it wasn't there for you to grab a hold of whenever you needed it to keep peace in your life. It would have changed and been a little different if you had stayed in the Word and kept it going in your life. You'd have had something to grab a hold of and say, "Oh no, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna get out of peace. I'm not gonna be destroyed whenever persecution comes just because I didn't stay in the Word." See, the Word was sown to you. You took it in. You received it, but you didn't stay. You didn't stay in the Word and get it rooted down inside you. And as a result, then when that persecution came, you didn't have anything to grab a hold of. That's when you come crying to the pastor. "Please, help me!" You know, and thank God he's there. You know, thank God somebody's there to help pull you out of that and get you back on the right track that you were supposed to be. But wouldn't it have been better if you'd have stayed in the Word, got it deep down, rooted down inside you, got it growing a little bit, and you could have overcame what come against you?
Amen. Amen.
It's through faith that you have access to that grace. That's been provided. All grace has been provided to you. But if you don't access that grace for your life, then you can't overcome much. That grace is what helps you overcome. And it's only by faith that you're going to be able to access that grace. And you're only going to have that faith if you have the Word of God. See, it all goes back to the Word of God. It doesn't matter what the situation is. It all goes back to the Word of God. And that's how you access that grace. It's through faith. And you have the faith because of the Word. The Word is what gave you the faith necessary. So this person received the seed, the Word of God. But it wasn't rooted down deep. He received it with joy. But it had no root because it was sown in stony ground, shallow ground that didn't have any earth to it. It was sown in shallow ground. Didn't have any root to it. Wasn't there. Persecution came, overcome you. Because of what you had done with the Word of God. All right, let's take it a little bit farther. Now he who received seed among the thorns is he who hears the Word You received the Word. You got the Word. The Word came into your heart. You even started walking it out a little bit. You even started walking in the Word of God. You started living it a little bit. But you didn't make any changes with it. You left everything else intact in your life because you liked it. You kept the Word of God and you kept everything else too. You didn't take the Word of God and start changing it. Start changing things in your life. You didn't start changing lust. You didn't start changing priorities in your life. Just go ahead and padlock it. It'll be okay. Fire marshal won't be here for another hour and I'll be done by then. So, you know, you took in the Word, but you had all that stuff on the inside of you, all those things in your life that you hadn't got rid of, and you didn't do anything about it with the Word of God. You could have took the Word of God that you received, you could have took that seed, and you could have rooted out all that junk that was in your life with the Word of God. But you didn't. You kept it all together. And this is what happened. And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the Word, and he becomes unfruitful. You weren't able to produce any fruit because you took the Word of God and you kept all that other stuff in with it, and it began to choke the Word. What deceitfulness of riches, where you put things of this world above God? There's a set of scriptures I just love. I've held them close to me all ever since I was born again. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. But it said first, to seek first the kingdom of God. So, you took the Word of God, you took it in, and you had some ground for it to grow in, but you also had a lot of other things there that opened up the way for deceitfulness of riches to come in and to choke what Word you had. And guess what won? Deceitfulness of riches won out. Because you didn't clean the stuff up. You didn't clean the weeds out where you have a good harvest. You didn't produce anything because it choked out the Word of God. It was gone. It got taken out by the cares of this world, putting the things of this world first instead of putting your faith and your dependency in God. You put it on the dependency of things, just like you used to do before you got born again. Things never changed. You stayed the same. You took in the Word of God. You was even trying to walk in it a little bit, but you didn't take it far enough. And as a result, it got choked out. Deceitfulness of riches, the cares of this world, choked it out, and you were left with what? The cares of this world. The deceitfulness of riches. That's what you were left with. Hey, that doesn't produce much in heaven to your account. And that won't carry you anywhere in heaven.
Will I get to heaven?
Well, yeah. If you're born again, you're going to get to heaven. But how about getting there with something laid to your account? How about taking some lives of people with you? How about that? That'd be the best. Amen? See, what do you think I come up here for? I love all of you that I don't know I love, and those that I, all of you that I know I love, and those of you that I don't know I'm going to love.
Amen.
But let me tell you something. As much as I enjoy the fellowship, if I can't come up here and change some lives, I won't keep making these visits here or anywhere else. I am here to change lives so that you can go and change lives. You have lives to reach and change that I'll never be able to touch. But I've got you here in this room so I can touch your life and change your life. You're to take what I give you and begin to change your life, and others around reach out. And we just become the greatest multi-level organization that there is.
Amen. Amen.
See, I love the fellowship when I come up here. I love being around everyone. I just love it. But that is not what I come for. That is not the reason. I come out of obedience to God and to change lives.
So, well, why am I here tonight?
You're here because you have an appointment with God tonight. Now, he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he who receives seed on the good ground, as he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100, some 60, and some 30-fold. And folks, like I said, I'll take the 30 before I take zero. I mean, I'd love to have the 100-fold, but I'll accept the 30-fold before I'll accept zero. Now go on. I want to, just for time's sake here and for certain reason, I want to go on to verse 31 of the same chapter, verse 31. And another parable he put forth to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds." The mustard seed, I don't know if you've seen one, but it's really small. It's really tiny, like a pinhead maybe. That's how small a mustard seed is. Now he's talking about taking a mustard seed, the least of all the seeds, the smallest of all the seeds, and this is what happens to it. "When it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches." How many here, besides Pastor David and Pastor Earl, Pastor Cindy, Pastor Shelley, Beth, how many here know what he's talking about? It's by faith you access this grace. By faith you access the grace that has been given to you. The more faith you have, the more you can access more grace. See, he's given you all the grace necessary for you to accomplish this tree that the birds come to nest in. Meaning, you create something in your life that others come to and feed off of and take advantage of. It's by faith you access the grace that he's given you. And he's given you plenty of grace to finish your race, to do it all.
Amen.
But only by faith are you going to access that grace. He's talking about when he says, like, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed. Well, that's real tiny. Well, I couldn't figure out. Yeah, that's small. I mean, you know, I don't feel like I got any faith at all, you know. What's the deal? But he said you could accomplish it if you had the faith the size of a mustard seed. But here we find out that mustard seed didn't stay a mustard seed. It grew into a tree that sheltered all the birds and gave them a place to nest.
Amen.
The faith that you have, I don't care what level of faith you're on right now. You may have the tiniest mustard seed faith right now. But I'm telling you what, if you take the Word of God and begin to change your life, you can grow that mustard seed faith into faith large enough that you can begin to help others in this world and change your world around you.
Amen.
Because of the faith that you developed through the Word of God. It's the Word of God that you sow in your life. It's the Word of God that you take and you do something with in your life that changes things around you. Glory to God. Man, I got a way out. I don't have to stay the way I am. I can change my circumstances. I can change my life. I can change my family's life. I don't have to stay right where I'm at. I don't have to do without. I don't have to live in this turmoil and rejection and things like that. I don't have to live in it. I got something I can sow in my life that'll change it. It's called the Word of God.
Amen.
Glory to God. I don't have to stay this way. I don't have to stay down and beaten. I can actually walk in my call because I've got the Word of God that if I stay with it and I sow it on some good ground and stay with it and stay with it and stay with it, it's not going to get choked out and I'm going to come out victorious.
Amen.
Because I got the Word of God on my side.
Amen.
And it's going to produce in my life. It'll produce eventually 30-fold and then it'll produce 60-fold and then it's going to produce 100-fold. If I stick with it, if I stay with it, glory. I don't have to stay this way. I can change it. They told me I didn't have a chance. Hey, check your pulse.
Amen.
Is it still beating?
Thank you.
If it is, you still got a chance.
Right.
It ain't over with. And if you're on the back row, laid out dead, don't worry, you still have a chance, because I'm here!
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Stand to your feet.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I just love it. I just love it, you know, that I have a chance. I don't have to give up. I can change things in my life. I can change my life. It can be different. And I can grow a crop. Some 30, some 60, some 100-fold, but I can grow a crop if I stick with that seed for my life, the Word of God.
Amen.
I can grow faith. Faith that'll increase. Faith that'll get bigger and bigger where I can access more and more grace that He gave me. Praise God for that grace that He gave me. All I got to do is access it. It's there. A free gift. Unearnable. Just a free gift. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's worship God just a little bit.